club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yeah, it's Monday, guys. I hate to start the week off like this, but Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 29th, goes to two teenage girls, okay, 13 and 15 years old from Washington, D.C. Of course, these young lady names aren't released because they are minors, but man, if trouble is easy to get into and hard to get out of was ever two persons, it would be these two young ladies. Now, R.I.P. to Mohammed Anwar, 66 years old, of Springfield, Virginia. He's dead for absolutely nothing. Well, not absolutely nothing. He's dead because this 13 and 15-year-old girls made a poor choice. And that's what life is, ladies and gentlemen, a series of choices, okay? Destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. That's right. Life is all about making choices. Kids, I know it's hard, but always do your best to make the right ones and always do your best to learn from the wrong ones, okay? These two young girls definitely made the wrong choice. This 13 and 15-year-old made a choice that is going to alter the course of their lives forever. Let's go to WUSA CBS 9 for the report, please.
Detective says that one of the girls admitted that the two of them took the Metro here to Navy Yard with the intent of stealing a car. They encountered Mohammed Anwar, 66, not in this car, but in a Honda Accord. There was a bit of a struggle. Anwar got a hold of one of the girls' cell phones. The two girls were in the car. He was on the driver's side, trapped between the car and the driver's seat, the car door and the driver's seat. One girl says that the other girl jammed the car into gear and started swinging the wheel while Anwar, the Uber Eats driver, was trapped back there. The car hit something here. The door slammed into Anwar. Then the car spun around, took a hard right turn here on N Street, right by Nat Stadium, went up on two wheels. Anwar was thrown and crushed, and he died at the hospital.
I know a lot of y'all watched that video this weekend. I did not. I really wish social media didn't allow this kind of trauma to be shared. I don't watch videos like this, but what that news reporter just described is what was shown on that video on social media in HD. And I can only imagine the hurt, the pain, and the trauma Mohammed Anwar's family feels, because that video will live forever online. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, that video will live forever online, and it shouldn't. Okay? Nobody's last moments alive should be broadcast for the world to see. But alas, that is the world we live in. But there is another side to this. The fact that a 13 and 15-year-old girl, for whatever reason, decided to carjack the Uber Eats driver. Were they hungry? Were they trying to rob him for food? Were they trying to rob him for money? I don't know what caused them to make such a poor choice, but now they are charged with felony murder and armed carjacking. The younger girl is from the southeast section of D.C., the older girl from Fort Washington, Maryland. Two kids, life ruined forever. And we don't know what for. Yes, I would like to know the reason they made such a poor choice, because it can be used as a preventive measure in the future. But I'm telling you, the lesson to be learned here is that trouble is easy to get into and hard to get out of. I know for a fact that whatever that 13 and 15-year-old girl had planned wasn't supposed to end like this. Now a family has a GoFundMe page set up, you know, for the funeral of a loved one, Mohammed Anwar. As the GoFundMe says, a beloved husband, father, grandfather, uncle, and friend who always provided a smile when you needed one. He leaves behind a family near and far who cherish, love, and miss him dearly, end quote. Can you imagine being the parents of this 13 and 15-year-old girl? The range of emotions one must go through when they are mad and sad at the same time. You're mad they made such a poor choice, but you're sad because now, you know your kids are property of the state. It's got to be confusing because they are just kids. Does this society make it possible for them to bounce back from this? Should they be able to bounce back from this? Can you chalk up something like this as just a mistake? Do they go to juvenile prison? And if so, for how long? Do these kids lose their lives because they took one? I truly don't know. I mean, we were all kids once, and I know for a fact the life I was leading, these are the kinds of things my parents dreaded, you know, for me. And thank God I never ended up in a situation like this. But please, please, kids out there, learn from these two young girls' mistakes. And remember, life is a matter of choices. And every choice you make makes you. Please give this 13 and 15-year-old girl the biggest hee-haw. I really don't know. I mean, they definitely got to be held responsible for the consequences of their actions. But, you know,
how someone's life.
Yeah, but how severe are those consequences?
Well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. What do you think should happen to these two children? This 13 and 15 year old.
They took a life. So it has to be some type of consequence.
It does have to be some type of consequence.
But does that mean that their lives are completely over now?
I don't think so.
13 and 15?
I don't think so. Ugh. I don't think they had the intention to kill that gentleman when they went to steal that car. And like I was telling with the producer, right now, what people are doing is they're getting these teens to steal cars. And the reason being is if the teens get caught, they get no jail time. They only get a community service. They get a slap on the wrist. But if an adult does it, they get jail time. So they pay these teens $3,000 to $5,000 to steal these cars. And then when they steal these cars, they usually sell these cars overseas and they get $20,000, $30,000 for these vehicles. So that's a big business in the hood. That's what they're doing. Hey, go steal these cars. Here's $2,000, $3,000. And most teens be like, oh, I'll go steal this car. Go steal $3,000. I don't have to have a gun and go do it. And this is what can happen. But I don't think these children's lives should be in jail for the rest of their life. I don't think they should do life in prison.
Two young girls, 13 and 15. I don't know. I don't know what the consequences should be, but it's worth a discussion.
Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.